And taking a look at your sports here this morning. Over the weekend, the boys' state basketball tournament wrapped up at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Matthew Mims scored 17 points, including the go-ahead basket with less than a minute to play. And Cedar Rapids Xavier beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 54-49 on Saturday night to win their second straight Class 3A state championship. Mims' driving layup with 42 seconds remaining brought the final lead change in a well-played back-and-forth game between the two teams, toughened by facing many larger schools during the season. Nolan Butkowski and Max Tichow each scored 12 points for Xavier. They finished at 16-11 overall. They twice led by 5 points before Sergeant Bluff Luton rallied. Jackson Jones scored 11 for the Saints, including three early three-pointers. Jackson Wright led Sergeant Bluff Luton with 19 points. Chris Kroll scored 13, and Keegan Savory had 10 there in that ball game. Also in the Class 4A title game, Connor McCaffrey scored 19 points, and Iowa City West won its fourth Class 4A state championship in 6 years with a 64-50 victory over West Des Moines Valley. In a rematch of last year's title game, which Valley won, West took the lead for good midway through the opening quarter, went up by 14, and blunted a Valley comeback attempt in the fourth quarter. Devontae Lane had 13 points for West, which won three straight titles from 2012 to 14, and McCaffrey's brother Patrick scored 12. The McCaffreys are the sons of Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey. Connor, a 6'6" senior who has signed to play for his father, shot 4-for-8 from the field, made all 9 of his free throws, grabbed 8 rebounds, and made 3 steals. Quentin Curry led Valley with 15 points and 8 rebounds. Austin Hinkle scored 13. The other two games that were played on Saturday were the 3A and 4A consolation finals, the third-place games, as Waverly Shellrock won the third-place game in 3A, 48-44 over West Delaware. And in the 4A third-place game, it was Sioux City East over Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 58-56. Well, with all of the games now being taken care of for all Hawkeye 10 teams after Friday's contest for Kemper Catholic, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced their all-conference basketball selections, and Atlantic senior Garrett Franken was a unanimous first-team selection. Trojan junior Scott Leonard and Austin Alexander were named second-team honorees, and Atlantic senior Jake Olson was also named to the Hawkeye 10 boys basketball all-academic team. Honorees for that must be senior letter winners who have attained a cumulative 3.5 GPA during their high school career. The other first-team selections for the boys' basketball Hawkeye 10 all-conference team was Chad Moran of Lewis Central, a senior guard, Kyle Arrington of Lewis Central, a senior center, Matt Dentlinger, the Kemper Catholic, the senior forward. He was also a unanimous choice. Nate Moore of Glenwood, the junior guard, was also a unanimous selection. Andrew Bloom of Glenwood, a junior forward, also a unanimous choice. And Caleb Rasmussen of Harlan, the senior guard, was a unanimous selection. And Kylan Smallwood of Creston, a sophomore guard, named to the first team as well. Second-teamers were Josh Simmons of Lewis Central, Parker Batting of Kemper Catholic, Scott Leonard of Atlantic, Austin Alexander of Atlantic, as we mentioned, Christian Stanislav of Glenwood, Shane Chamberlain of Harlan, Jake Carley of St. Albert, and Stephen Martin of Shenandoah. Honorable mention selections included Evan Weavers of Denison Schleswig, Josh DeGase of Clarinda, Weston Rolink of Red Oak, Jacob Schaefer and Sam Owen of Kemper Catholic, Max Dugan of Lewis Central, Matt Fagan and Tyler Blaha of St. Albert, Cody Crawford and Evan Jacobson of Creston, Ryan Lundgren of Red Oak, and Jake Farley of Denison. Moving on to some college basketball notes here from over the weekend. Monte Morris scored 17 points. Deontay Burton and Matt Thomas helped him deal with West Virginia's attacking defense. And number 23 Iowa State beat number 11 Mountaineers 80-74 Saturday night for the Cyclones' third Big 12 tournament title in 4 years. Burton had 16 points. Thomas finished with 12 for the four-seeded Cyclones, who will enter the NCAA tournament as one of the nation's hottest teams. They've won 9 of their last 10 games, with their only loss during that stretch coming a week ago in Morgantown. They avenged that defeat in a big way at the Sprint Center. Iowa State has never lost in 4 appearances in the Big 12 title game, while the Mountaineers remain without a conference tournament title of any kind since winning the Big East in 2010. Javon Carter had 18 points for West Virginia. And after winning that third Big 12 tourney title in 4 years and earning the school's 6th straight NCAA tournament bid, head coach Steve Prohm says the senior class is leaving an impressive legacy for this year and for this squad as well.
What this senior class, like we talked about last night, 3 conference tournament championships, this year a second place finish, another second place finish, I think, in Fred's last year in the regular season. And then, you know, they've been to 2 Sweet 16s already. And so, you know, if we are fortunate enough to advance and you know, they could really have a nice little memory book.
And 5 versus 12 matchups are always trendy upset picks. Cyclones did receive a 5 seed. They'll take on the 12 seed Nevada. And CBS's Seth Davis did just that in picking the Wolfpack over the Cyclones, which could give Prohm some bulletin board material. It's the right time of year to be playing well, according to Prohm.
We're playing well, and if we can maintain our defensive effort and our toughness that we had last night, continue to share the ball, then we can do good things. You got to play well. You got to play well for 40 minutes to win this tournament. We understand that. And I think our seniors know that.
Prohm says it's time to focus on their next objective.
Now, yeah, it's turn now. I went through my pictures one last time on my way over here, and it's on to Nevada now.
And once again, the Cyclones, a 5-12 matchup taking on Nevada. They'll be playing on Thursday night. That game is set for a late start here Central Time. They'll be playing in Milwaukee, so a nice close trip there. It'll be a homecoming for 3 Cyclone players as well. 8:57 is scheduled tip time on Thursday night here Central Time, so that'll be the last game of that particular site of the day. Also, the NCAA tournament, naming those other teams that were included, including number one seeds. Villanova is the top seed in the East. Gonzaga gets the top seed in the West. Kansas is the top seed in the Midwest Regional, which also, as we mentioned, includes Iowa State. And the South region is North Carolina as the top team. Now, the other intriguing part for Iowa State, if they were to be able to get themselves into the Sweet 16, the Midwest Regional this year is being played in Kansas City, right at the Sprint Center, where they just won that Big 12 tournament title. Even though his Hawkeyes missed out on the NCAA tournament, head coach Fran McCaffrey is still proud of his team.
Really proud of my guys, getting a number one seed. Tremendous field. You look at the field top to bottom, really good teams.
McCaffrey has goals looking at the NIT.
So obviously, we want Pete's career to continue and continue to do the amazing things he's done. But the young guys to have an opportunity to play in the postseason and to know and understand that we're supposed to be playing this time of year. That's got to be an expectation. And the fact that it's at home is terrific, and I have no doubt we'll be ready.
And Iowa will be playing coming up on Wednesday night. They'll host that first-round game against South Dakota. Is, of course, Iowa the top seed there in that section of the bracket. They'll take on South Dakota on Wednesday night. 7 o'clock is scheduled tip time. That'll be televised on ESPN2. We'll have coverage here on the Hawkeye Radio Network with pregame, we believe, beginning at 6 o'clock. They have yet to confirm that, but to tip off, once again, is at 7. And Caitlin Ingles' jumper sent the game into overtime where she scored 5 points. And number 20 Drake over Northern Iowa 74-69 yesterday for the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship for the women. The Bulldogs conference record 22nd consecutive victory. The top-seeded Bulldogs were making their 12th tournament title game appearance, winning their 6th championship and first since 2007. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.